Will Rogers once said he never met a man he didn't like. Well, if I could paraphrase Will, our friends in the other party have never met a tax they didn't like. They didn't like or hike.
From high above all other primitively mediocre forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. I just can't get enough of Ronald Reagan this morning. Every time the guy spoke, it was timeless truths about taxation, in that their attempts really are tantamount to theft. Let's hear another one of my favorites.
Higher and higher taxes on small businesses, on family farms, and on every working family, so that government may once again grow at the people's expense. You know, we could say they spend like drunken sailors. But that would be unfair to drunken sailors, because the sailors are spending their own money.
Oh, that one's such an oldie but a goodie. The truth is, you can't find another form of overbearing, unresponsible, and wasteful spending than when we allow the government to take our money from us. If you want money wasted, give it to the government. They'll do a great job of it. The truth is, for every $1 of private sector spending, the government spends about $2.20. Absolutely disgraceful. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to another scintillating episode of Weekend Update on Cowboy State Politics. We've got a lot to do today. I have some absolutely shocking audio that was obtained exclusively by Cowboy State Politics. I'm going to show you what these tax advocates and local leaders in Johnson County are saying in private that they're not saying to you publicly. They want you to believe in their magnificent benevolence. Well, you just wait until I play what I have for you this morning. Also, there's been an interesting development over in Park County that we're going to talk about. Yeah, the GOP men's group has fired Liz Cheney. It's an interesting story, and I'll tell you about it. But first, some totally egregious self-promotion. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. iTunes, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, really any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Joe Biden and you don't know anything, well, then you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself, just like all these tax advocates should be doing right now. Actually, the truth is, all of these tax advocates ought to be quaking in their boots for what I'm about to play. Before we get started, an announcement and a personal note. Keep your eyes peeled for September 11th at the Bomber Mountain Civic Center. There's going to be a big event there that is in the works. You're not going to want to miss it, and we'll keep you updated on Cowboy State Politics. Also, a personal note. Every time the swamp gets loud, you know you're over the target. So the louder the opposition becomes, the more fervent your defense of liberty needs to be. That being said, I am not going to yield. This program stands for the Constitution and liberty, and that is exactly where it is going to stay. And no matter how loud the social media crowd gets or how loud these tax advocates are, Cowboy State Politics is not going to stop defending the Constitution, your liberty, and where this tax proposal is concerned, your right to spend your own money where you see fit. We begin today with one of the more famous speeches in American history on taxes. This is from Davy Crockett, and his speech is called Not Yours to Give. And I quote, "It is not the amount, Colonel, that I complain of. It is the principle. In the first place, the government ought to have in the Treasury no more than enough for its legitimate purposes. But that has nothing to do with the question. The power of collecting and dispersing money at pleasure is the most dangerous power that can be entrusted to man, particularly our system of collecting revenue by a tariff, which reaches every man in the country, no matter how poor he may be, and the poorer he is, the more he pays in proportion to his means. What is worse, it presses upon him without his knowledge where the weight centers, for there is not a man in the United States who can ever guess how much he pays to the government. So you see that while you're contributing to relieve one, you are drawing it from thousands who are even worse off than he. If you had the right to give anything, the amount was simply a matter of discretion with you, and you had as much right to give 2 million as 20,000. If you have the right to give one, you have the right to give all, and as the Constitution neither defines charity nor stipulates the amount, you are at liberty to give any and everything which you may believe or profess to believe is a charity, and to any amount you may think proper. You will very easily perceive what a wide door this would open for fraud and corruption and favoritism on the one hand, and for robbing the people on the other. End quote. Do you know what a tariff is? It's basically a sales tax. That's exactly what Davy Crockett was talking about. It is one of the most expansive taxes there is because it touches everybody. If you have to buy something, you have to pay the tax. And all of these tax advocates, they just say, it's just one penny. It's just 1%. But it's not really. A sales tax affects the poorest among us the most. And it shows you. But their altruistic claims of benevolence are anything but that. Every single time you hear the phrase, it's just one penny, it won't hurt that much, it's not that much of a tax, what they're trying to convince you of is that it won't hurt everyone. But the truth is, as Davy Crockett said, it hurts the poorer among us the most. It's a matter of proportion. And the truth is, it is not your money to give, nor is it your money to take. And if we leave the government to their own devices, how much money exactly will they take? As much as they possibly can. In this first piece of audio, we hear Rick Myers, who is the chairman of the Joint Powers Board in Johnson County. It's also referred to as JOCO First. And he's the head of the Citizens for Johnson County, or whatever they call their PAC. They're the people that are pushing this giant 44, 45, 50 million, they can't decide on the number, big bond proposal. Remember, the most important job you have as a citizen is the utter destruction of the little swamp. And this piece of audio exposes exactly what is happening at your local level of government. Why is this whole thing so important for the rest of the state of Wyoming? Because the people of Johnson County, for the most part, are probably among the most conservative in the state. And if this bond proposal can be passed here, it can be passed anywhere in the state. And don't think that all the redcoats in Wyoming do not have their eyes on this whole bond election that's happening in Johnson County, because they do. In full disclosure, I had a meeting with Rick Myers yesterday morning in an attempt to get him to back off this tax proposal and to solve this problem, all of these buildings in Buffalo, as they should be solved, with private money. You can probably guess how that meeting turned out. It was, shall we say, unproductive. The only thing that we agreed upon is that we do need to do something with all of these buildings, but we very much disagreed on how and how much we should do with all of these buildings. Last thing before I play this audio. Tax advocates always say that the sales tax is the most fair, and that is partially true. It is the most fair because technically you don't pay it until you absolutely need to, until you buy something. So by definition, it's fair. But the question is, how high should sales tax be? The answer is, only as high is as absolutely necessary. There are counties in Wyoming that have a sales tax of 4%. Yeah, I remember that. That was a long time ago. Johnson County currently is at 6%. So I ask again, how much of a tax is absolutely necessary? Well, if you ask the tax advocates, it's a lot more. Here's what these people think sales tax should be at. And again, this is audio obtained exclusively by Cowboys State Politics. And I'm playing the whole thing for you in context so there can be no question as to what was said in this meeting. Here's the whole thing, and then we'll talk about the little bits and pieces.
Of the 5% of people that I have seen that have major concerns and are worried about things like, well, what's going to happen with the Wyoming economy? Well, I can tell you what's going to happen with the Wyoming economy. There's likely going to be a sales tax that is actually instituted in Wyoming. That's how they're going to cover the budget. Everybody has revenue needs. You can't just slash spending to the amount that we're under budget. I mean, Barry Crabo talked about it when he actually ran for the Senate seat about revenue generating. Am I excited about that? No, but it's a fact of matter of where we're at in the world, and it is changing, and our thought process in general has to change. And again, do the citizens want these improvements? And if the citizens of Buffalo want these improvements, we have to find a way to pay for them. And the sales tax, to me, is far and away the best way to pay for anything. I would say that we should have 10% sales tax in Buffalo, because approximately 60 or 70% of the sales tax that is generated in Buffalo doesn't even come from the residents. It actually comes from outside of the community. And so I'm not sure why we wouldn't want to leverage those kind of dollars constantly to make things better for us.
Wow, 10% sales tax. Did you hear that? They don't just want one more penny like they claim. It's 10% they're shooting for, and it's the best way to pay for everything that they want. Let's hear it again.
And the sales tax, to me, is far and away the best way to pay for anything. I would say that we should have 10% sales tax in Buffalo.
You see, out of all of their benevolence that they claim, they really don't understand the people that actually pay for all of these taxes. Now, there's a lot to go through in this little one-minute clip, but it clearly shows you how detached this whole tax proposal is. And this is exactly how the insiders of the little swamp think about you, the lowly citizen. That it's just one penny, that it's not going to hurt that much, and because it doesn't hurt that much, let's jack it up to 10. Oh, yeah. By the way, we think the state is going to institute another sales tax, but that's okay. We'll just add ours on top of it and make it like 20%. Why not? Sounds like a good number to me. So let's go through this piece by piece. The first part is Rick Myers starts talking about how people are concerned with what's going to happen with the Wyoming economy. Frankly, everybody should be. That's a major concern for everybody in the state who isn't pushing a giant tax proposal. But what it reveals is that they have no intention of backing off of it, even though taxes are going to go through the roof, because it's just one penny. Well, as we heard from Davy Crockett, when you increase taxes, it hurts the poorest among us the most. It's economies of scale, guys. It doesn't really matter how much money you make, it's the same proportion. So if you're only making $20,000 a year, that 1% tax affects you proportionately more. But these tax advocates don't care about that. They just want to jack taxes up as much as they can to pay for all of their dreams of building all of these buildings. We'll get back to these sales tax fanatics here in just a second, but first, something that apparently none of them quite understand, an obscene profit timeout. Weekend Update is brought to you exclusively by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or really anything to park your shiny toys in, well, then you need to call Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings at 307-674-2532. Whatever it is that you have rattling around in that crazy brain of yours, Morton Buildings can build it for you. These guys are the experts in construction of metal buildings. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do it better than anybody else around. You just tell Nick and Jesse what you're up to, and they'll figure out all the details. You can give them a call, or you can visit them on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Also, don't forget about our new advertiser, Wing It Food Truck. They're not quite up and running yet, but they will be very, very soon. So keep listening to Cowboy State Politics. We'll be giving you their schedule on where you can find their gourmet hot wings. On Wednesday, July 28th at the Bomber Mountain Civic Center in Buffalo, Wyoming, the Patriot Conservatives of Johnson County will be hosting a bond information session. The doors open at 5:30 and our program will start at 6. We're going to give you all the numbers concerning this bond proposal, and we've got a fantastic alternative that will work instead of taxing the bejesus out of all of us. And now, back to the program. The most important part of this audio clip is that they don't really want to stop at 1%. They want to jack sales tax up as far as they possibly can. And they justify it by saying that most of it is paid for by people from out of town. And they, you know, they pay for 60% of the tax. Well, as we've covered in previous episodes, that leaves 40%, even if they're right, that leaves 40% to the taxpayer in Wyoming, which is still a tremendous amount of money. And you couple that with all of the numbers that they've thrown out, they're not even sure about that, because I bet it's a lot more. Regardless, they don't really care about how few tax dollars are going to come out of your pocket. They want to get as much as possible, and they think that that's entirely appropriate. This next piece of audio happens directly after our first audio clip, and you have to listen very carefully to what he's saying, because he's explaining how they're going to get this giant tax and spend scheme passed.
All of the people that are sitting in this room, all the people that are on these boards, have to be fluent in being able to talk about the benefits. There's going to be people that are just like, I don't golf, I don't swim, this or that. This group of people that helped put this together actually believe, though, that by putting this collectively together, that people aren't going to cut their nose off to spite their face. Just because you don't swim or because you don't use the library in KC, do you not want it in, you know, multiple things on here impact every single person in Buffalo. And so that's what the concept is.
Cut our nose off to spite our face just because we don't want to be taxed more, eh, Rick? This is pretty interesting, because what they've done is combined a whole bunch of different projects into one so that it will get passed. Now, when asked about, well, why aren't all of these things on the ballot individually? Well, the answer to that is easy, because they wouldn't pass. And they want all of these proposals to pass so that they get this giant chunk of money from Johnson County taxpayers. So the reason they put them all together was to pass it. Now, this is also known as pork barrel spending. So we'll give something to everyone so that we'll get the votes that we need. It's also known by another name called vote buying. Both of which are the same thing we complain about all the time with all of these tax proposals, that we're giving people free stuff so that we can get their vote, and that is exactly what is happening here. One more piece of audio from Rick Myers. Now, this one shows you exactly how out of touch these tax advocates are. Most capitalists, most freedom-loving Americans know that the private sector is far more efficient at doing anything than the government is. But here's Rick Myers telling you that this is that taxing people is the only way that any of these boards, any of these buildings are going to get any improvements that they possibly need. They have to use taxing and government.
And that honestly, if we don't do something like this, there's no way that any one of these boards are going to get the improvements that actually they deserve and that our community needs and wants.
Yeah, I know. These tax advocates really are frustrating, and their idea that government has to be involved in everything is totally farcical. If you go to any town in Wyoming, there are numerous buildings that were built entirely with private funds. But if you ask these tax advocates, that would be impossible, because government has to be involved. Now, we already know that the county commissioners in Johnson County and the city council in Buffalo are behind this whole tax scheme, because they had to vote for it. It's on the ballot. That would have had to happen. But just because I have the audio, I'll play it for you. Here's Johnson County Commissioner Bob Perry telling you that the Johnson County Commission is in favor of this whole tax thing.
The commissioners would be behind supporting the concept of this.
In all fairness, the only thing this county commissioner is doing here is reporting the opinion of the whole Johnson County commissioner. So don't take it that Bob Perry is necessarily in favor of this. He's just giving you the opinion of the Johnson County Commission. The mayor of Buffalo, Wyoming, however, is enthusiastically in support of this. Here's what he had to say.
For me, what I've seen and what we've discussed, it's definitely something that I could get behind and help push forward. So. No matter, you know, if you stated it, no matter which building you look at, it's got some age on it. And they just keep putting money into it, and the building doesn't get any younger.
And there you have it. The whole of government colluding together to convince you to give them your money. We really shouldn't be that surprised, though. This is what they do all of the time. It just so happens this time, we have them on tape. The first important takeaway of this is that private fundraising doesn't even occur to these tax advocates, because most of them have been involved in government for a very long time. They've never raised money privately. And if they had, they would know that the private industry always spends money more judiciously and more efficiently than government. And since they've been in government for so long, it makes complete sense to them to completely disregard the private sector, because they've always received money from taxpayers. And they don't have any intention of stopping at just one penny. You heard Rick Myers say, sales tax should be at least 10%. The second important takeaway here is that you have the whole of government colluding together to convince you to give them more of your money. Not a single one of them advocated against it. They all said the same thing: we're all in support of it. So that tells you how out of touch these individuals actually are. And lastly, how very little that they understand economics as a whole. Government cannot create business development. The only thing that government does is consumes tax dollars. So every tax dollar that's spent in an economy is just recycled through the economy. It doesn't generate new increased revenue. The only group that can create economic development is the private sector, and that's why we should be relying on them. Now, as this relates to the whole of the state of Wyoming, it is very, very important that you pay attention to what's happening in Johnson County right now, because every liberal group is watching this bond vote, because if it can pass in Johnson County, it can pass in any county in the state. It will show them exactly how to do it. What is absolutely necessary is that we, the people, stand up for ourselves, our rights, and our pocketbook, and tell them no. Moving on to our next story, the Park County Men's Club has fired Liz Cheney. You might have seen an article or two about this, but the basic idea is they wanted to send a message to Liz Cheney that she doesn't work for them anymore, which it might sound a little bit crazy, but again, when you look at things from the private sector, what happens when an employee isn't performing the job that they were hired to do? You fire them. And so, the Park County Men have attempted to start a conversation around normal people that we really don't want Liz Cheney to work for us anymore. So, they've fired her. And they've done so in a manner of, shall we say, a termination notice, which happens in the private sector all of the time. Now again, the whole purpose of this is just to start a conversation in Wyoming. 21 out of the 23 counties have already censured Liz Cheney, of which, by the way, she didn't show up for any of those votes. That should tell you something. But the whole point is to get people talking, in that we, the people, have a right to fire our representatives. Now, of course, we don't have a recall statute in the state of Wyoming, and you can't recall a federal official. But again, this whole point is to just show our frustration with our wayward representative as to what we think of her. So let me just read the letter to you. I think you'll find it interesting. To Representative Elizabeth Cheney, and I quote, "After careful consideration of previous resolutions and censures, i.e. January 15, 2021, and numerous outcries from Wyoming citizens, Park County Republican Men's Club will no longer be recognizing you as the legitimate Republican United States representative for Park County Republicans. 20 out of 23 counties of the Wyoming Republican Party cast their vote in support of adopting resolutions of censure. As authentic Republican citizens of Wyoming, the Park County Republican Men's Club has unanimously voted to exercise their right as set forth in Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution of the State of Wyoming, which states, quote, all power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority and instituted for their peace, safety, and happiness. For the advancement of these ends, they have at all times an inalienable and indivisible right to alter, reform, or abolish the government in such manner as they think proper. Pursuant thereto, you, Elizabeth Lynn Cheney, are hereby notified that since you have chosen to no longer fulfill your duties, obligations, and your oath of office to the Wyoming and United States constitutions, you will no longer be recognized as the official Republican congressional representative by Park County Republican Men's Club. In short, and in the immortal words of our 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, you're fired. Very sincerely, the Park County Republican Men's Club." Now, hopefully this letter will start a conversation in the state of Wyoming as we're in the midst of a congressional race. And I think it's an absolutely appropriate conversation to have because our wayward representative, Liz Cheney, really hasn't been supporting the state of Wyoming for quite some time. More importantly, she hasn't been responsive to Wyoming citizens. I might say that she's actually been defiant in saying that she will defend her decision to vote to impeach Donald Trump till the very end. Well, let's hope that it is to the very end. We hope that Crickets Cheney won't live up to her namesake and will actually respond to the Park County Republican Men's Club. Well, we'll wait for that. Now, in an upcoming episode, we will visit with some of the representatives from the Park County Men's Club. And just to start the conversation, as I said, the whole point of this letter is, but that'll be coming in some upcoming episodes. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.